It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. It's Friday, March 15th, 2024. Happy Ides of March. Now, you may have heard that term. You may not be sure exactly what it means, so I thought I'd just take a minute and talk about that because I only get to do it once a year. The Ides of March was a day in the ancient Roman calendar that falls on March 15th, and it is traditionally associated with misfortune and doom. It became renowned as the date upon which Roman dictator Julius Caesar was assassinated in 44 BC and was further immortalized in the tragedy Julius Caesar by English dramatist William Shakespeare. That is from the Encyclopedia Britannica. So, happy Ides of March. And regardless of the gloomy associations with March 15th historically, in terms of the weather, it's going to be pretty darn nice for today and for the next few days. We have strengthening high pressure, yielding moderate to strong northerly breezes, turning more offshore today. So a westerly swell will continue to gradually subside through tonight. Today's marine weather forecast, northeast winds 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 20. Wind waves from the northeast, 3 feet. High at 4 seconds apart, and west swell 7 feet at 15 seconds. And from what I can tell by looking at the forecast, we might actually have sunshine all the way through the weekend and on into the middle of next week. So let's cross our fingers and hope for the best, because it sure is beautiful out there. And today we're going to be talking about a particular ship in the Astoria Anchorage that has gained a little bit of notoriety while she was sitting there because of her name. Her name is the Kobayashi Maru, which is a very interesting, beautiful name, but it also is associated with the science fiction TV series Star Trek. And so we'll talk a little bit about that, about what that name might mean besides being associated with Star Trek, and generally about the naming of ships and boats, which is a very kind of an idiosyncratic thing as far as I've been able to figure out. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. First inbound, the Belle Plaine, arriving from China, headed for the Astoria Anchorage, picking up potash upriver eventually at the Port of Portland, in Astoria's anchorage by about 4:30 a.m. The La Luna is arriving from Japan, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She'll be picking up wheat upriver eventually in the anchorage by about 9:30 a.m. The Grace is arriving from Japan, headed for the Rice Island Anchorage, just a little upriver from Astoria. Corn, soy, or wheat will be her cargo eventually at Kalama. She will be in the anchorage by about 10 a.m. And the Avalon is arriving from China, headed for the Astoria Anchorage. So the Astoria Anchorage is going to be kind of busy today. Also, corn, soy, or wheat will be her eventual cargo. She'll be in the anchorage by about 10:30 a.m. The PAC Agenda is arriving from South Korea, headed for the Crims Island Anchorage, a little bit downriver from Longview. She'll be picking up wheat upriver eventually. She'll pass Astoria around 5 p.m., be in the Crims Anchorage by about 8 p.m. The Liberty Pride is arriving from Tacoma, headed for Portland. Brand new Hyundai's on board there. She's a car carrier delivering those to the Port of Portland. Passing Astoria around 6:30 p.m., she could be at the Port of Portland by 12:30 a.m. on Saturday. And the ATB Vision, arriving from Anacortes, Washington, headed for Portland, refined petroleum there, delivering that to Portland, passing Astoria around 7:30 p.m. in Portland by about 1:30 a.m. on Saturday. So there's one ship in the Astoria Anchorage that has been the subject of some discussion on Facebook on ship report pages. Her name is the Kobayashi Maru. If you think it sounds Japanese, that's because it is. But it also has another meaning for fans of the TV series Star Trek. So Trekkies have been weighing in on this on Facebook. The term Kobayashi Maru, as it was used in the show, refers to a training exercise that Starfleet Academy cadets had to do to test their decision-making and leadership skills. Starfleet Academy was like the West Point for Starfleet, in case you weren't a fan of the show. The exercise, Kobayashi Maru, presents cadets with a no-win situation during training where there is no right answer. And worse, no decision can be made that doesn't have bad consequences. In this one clip I watched on YouTube, a cadet training to be a ship captain was faced with a Kobayashi Maru simulation in which a civilian ship is in distress, but in order to save the people on board, the ship they were on, the Enterprise, would have to enter an area forbidden to Starfleet ships under a treaty. Honoring the treaty condemns the ship's occupants to a grisly fate, but saving them leaves the Enterprise in the position of being attacked by the Klingons, a warlike people whose civilization and culture play a big role in the series. and Captain James T. Kirk, the very famous captain of the Enterprise in the original Star Trek series, is portrayed as the only person ever to have beaten the Kobayashi Maru scenario. He does this by reprogramming the simulation so that it allows a win. So the dilemma in the show is, was it ethical for Kirk to have done this, and is a no-win situation really a good test for leadership? So these kinds of complex themes were actually one of the many cool things about Star Trek. It was a show that made you think. Now, all of that may be more than you ever wanted to know about this if you're not a Star Trek fan. It's also worth noting in all this Star Trek talk that the term Kobayashi Maru also has another meaning in the Japanese language, and that is little wooden boat. So all of this brings up for me the entire subject of how people name vessels. I used to have ideas of creating a show about how companies or individuals name ships, and frankly, after looking into it, I have no idea. People name ships or boats according to their own notions of what's appropriate, what's maybe dear to their hearts, and what's important to them. Some ships are named for family members, for company founders, for birds, wild animals, literary figures, places, war heroes. Some are just utilitarian names. So there's really no way of knowing what motivated someone to name their ship or their boat a certain name. Look at recreational boats and the names people give them. They, too, are wide-ranging. Some are funny, some are profound, some are sentimental. It all just shows how much humanity is tied up in boats and ships. People usually take great care in naming their boat and probably their ship, no matter what its name. And we may never know why this ship is named Kobayashi Maru, although it's a wonderful-sounding name. Maybe there are some Trekkies somewhere in the company that owns her. Or maybe it has nothing to do with Star Trek and is simply a fond term of endearment. Little wooden boat. I kind of like that. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. You'll find ship schedules and a podcast of this program on my website at shipreport.net. Ship Report podcasts also on Apple and Spotify. You'll find marine weather and links to ship schedules and more on my Ship Report Facebook page. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.